All right, awesome. Thanks so much, Shane. Well, hi, everybody. Hope you guys had a great weekend. And I'm excited to be able to work with you today as I've looked over these numbers, looked over all your homework, and I've seen some incredible improvements in one particular area that I'm most excited about. And the place that I am most excited about is in the area of everybody's dials. I mean, this is night and day. It's shocking, actually, to see the difference that has been made in the dials. Are you ready for this? In fact, you guys almost increase almost 1,000 dials more than what you did last week. We had some, you're actually up overall in almost every category. We had some confusion with some of our numbers that came through last week, and once the team went through and confirmed some of the numbers, because some people were a little confused on their reporting. But let's just look at week three. Out of 191 of you who have reported your numbers, the amount of dials that were done were 2,319 versus your first week. Hey, I don't know who else is on the line here. Shane, it doesn't seem like I'm solo on this line, unless that's just feedback. Anyway, dials for week one, okay, when you guys first submitted your numbers the very first week, the dials for the entire group was 575 dials versus week two, which were 1,500, so you guys increased by 1,000. Now look at this, now 2,300 dials. So this very activity, now we're starting to get into what? A new habit. We're starting to actually be actively building our businesses, which I'm so excited and so proud of you guys, because this is the very action that it takes to actually be in business. Everything after the dials is trainable. It's coachable. It's skill that gets developed from there. But when someone's not picking up the phone, there's no training that's going to change that. There's no development that's going to change that. That's an action that a person just needs to step up and start doing. And only the serious ones are actually going to do that. And so it's once the dials start that now conversations start to happen, that now presentations start to happen, that now closes begin to happen. And so I'm just so impressed with you guys. You guys are moving ahead week by week, and this is really impressive. The amount of conversations that were done last week were 835 conversations. Remember we were talking about, could you imagine if this was just your organization on this call and 835 conversations have been done? 462 presentations. So again, look, the increase of dials increased by 200, the amount of conversations that were being done. Increased over 100, about 150 in the area of, in the area of presentations, right? So last week you were at 332, this week you're at 462, which is double of what it was in your very first week. The amount of people that enrolled were 40 people that you guys signed up to be a part of the business, like specifically for a business perspective, and 120 new clients. So total income that was generated through this entire team that is here is $8,122. Last week it was $7,394. Like I told you, there was some adjustments that were made on the reporting last week. And so, anyway, this is what it is. So we had $2,100 in partner income, $5,939 in new client income, a total of $8,000 of income. So really, really phenomenal. Now, here's what I want to show you. In my class that I have tonight, I have several seasoned people in there, meaning people have been through these classes multiple times in the years that I've been doing them, people who have been coming to First Steps for 5, some of them 10 years. Some of these people that are in my nighttime class, have been, you know, prospecting and bringing people for a long time. So check it out. Check out the income. Here's what I want to show you is that there's only a couple of you who have been a part of the DannyJohnson.com system and using that system, for a good amount of time. But the vast majority of you are brand new to this system. The vast majority of you, have not, utilized the training for a number of whatever the reasons are. Okay, you guys are more newer to the culture and newer to the community, but I want to show you some numbers of a group that's half the size of your group, and income Well, let's just listen to that. This is what I'm saying. The reason why I'm telling you this is I want you to look forward. All right? Because this is where you're at now. You guys are fresh. You're more new. You're especially more new to actually building your business like a business, versus, kind of being more of a hobby and being a hobby and more being a lottery. And so as you guys get more seasoned, what I'm saying is that 1 year from now, these numbers would be dynamically different inside of this class. Okay. Just as my class tonight, that's half the size of this one, generated $45,748 in this last week. How's that, right? And by the way, that's double of what they did last week. Last week it was $21,000. This week it's $45,000. And so I'm simply just saying that that's the path you guys are headed on. That's where you're headed on. The difference is I have more seasoned guys in my class for tonight who've been around longer. And so that just shows you that their skill set is higher and your skill set is going to get higher, no question. Now, enough with those numbers. I want to now read the list of people that your homework was not received. Again, this is your responsibility that the homework is received. And if you've missed it twice, you are being removed from the class with no refund. You agreed to this in your very first week in the class. So if I call your name, and you feel like, no, I got that notification when I submitted my survey, it told me that my survey was received. And so if I call your name and it's a mistake, then please call our office as soon as we're done so you are not removed from the class, because that would just absolutely suck, my friends. I don't want you to be removed based on a mistake. I want you to be actively involved inside of the class. So, Leslie Arriaga, Eric Barber, Brandy Barthels, Rachel D. Valk, Claudia Dos Amantes, Felicia Higgs, Shannon Hudgens, Sarah Jordan, Lacey Lockhart, Jen Ludwig, Bethany Royce, Stephanie Soto, Emily Squires, Jody Vinson, Chelsea Young, Amanda Houston. If I called your name, it means we did not get your homework. And if you feel like that is an error, call our office. Call the office and stand your ground that you did see that the survey telling you that it was received. Now, here's some also very exciting stuff. Let's look at the class and how who's leading the way this week for dials. The most dials for cold market was Amanda Ignat with three babies. Hello. 97 cold market dials. Francine Brown, still leading the way, 76 lukewarm market dials. So impressed with you, Francine. Then we got warm market with Adrienne Jordan with 159 dials. Crazy impressive, like over the top, crazy impressive. Then we have the presentation. We have Alex Solis that brought seven people to a presentation, cold market. Lukewarm market was Melinda Kloster with 39 and Krista Smith, warm market, 25. Some new names in here. I love seeing that. Very important. Some of you are forging ahead and taking the lead. Most enrolled cold market was Alex Solis with one. Melinda Kloster for lukewarm with three. And warm market was Crystal Hoskins with five new business partners, business associates. Who rolled into business purposely. Most product clients. We have cold market, Alex Solis with three. Now check that out. So he had seven presentations. If it's a he or a she, not sure. Sorry about that if I messed that up. But cold market, look at this. Seven presentations, closed four. That's an outrageous closing ratio. Three for the product, one for the business. That's amazing. This is incredible. Great growth for the week. We also have Melinda in the lukewarm market closed 45. So 45 plus the three, for the three that she got for the most enrolled, that's 48 people. Income was over $1,700 in a single week. I say that to inspire the rest of you. Hold on, let me double check that. I want to make sure that was correct. Yeah, wow, amazing. Sorry, looking this up. Cluster. Let me double check. Cluster, there it is. Yeah, 1787. Not bad. That's amazing. Plus 150. So 1787 plus 150. Yeah, you know, $1,900 for the week. Not bad. That's pretty awesome. That's outrageous, actually. Okay. And then warm market was Jessica Malia with four new product clients there. Most conversations, cold market, Christina Hill with 10 cold market conversations. Booyah. Amazing. Lukewarm, Elizabeth Moldenhau with 25. Jeez, it's incredible. And then Adrienne Jordan with 32 for warm market. So, wow. Like, you guys, having a proud coach moment. Amazing. You guys are moving ahead each week, and I'm very, very, very pleased with seeing these kind of results. All right, first person I'm going to role play with is Daniel Howell. Daniel Howell, press number one and say hello, please.
Hi, Daniel. Your line is open.
Hey, Danny.
Hi. Okay, let's do this. So you got 6.5 hours of work into your Young Living business. We got 20 dials, 17 conversations, 5 people sent to a presentation.
Yep.
All right. Well, I will be the prospect, and let's see what I can do to help more people show up. That's, you know, a 30% show up ratio is not bad. There's room for growth there, though. There's absolutely room for growth there. All right, so let's go ahead and see what we can do. Go for it.
Okay. I'm using 2 different scripts, so it doesn't matter which one you would like me to use.
Whatever one you feel is appropriate that you want me to be.
Okay. All right, I'll do this one then. Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hey, Danny, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, so how's the family going?
Good. Super good.
Nice. How's Hans doing?
He's amazing. So amazing.
How so?
Blows my mind. Oh, he's the dream man in every way. Like, just, there's nothing I would ever want to change about him. He's incredible.
Wow. Now, has your marriage always been like that?
Oh, my gosh, no. No. Uh-uh.
What has brought about the change then to be what it was to being the dream man now?
Some major transformations, major transformations, lots of counseling. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The last 4 years have been really a phenomenal thing that's happened between the two of us. How about you?
Nice. Oh, things are good. Things are good. How's Micah going?
He's awesome. He's huge. Like, huge. He's a hairy man now.
Is he still interested in kind of pursuing film?
He is. Yeah, he is. He actually just got another invitation for another project to work on. That it's not closed yet, meaning the director called him and, wants to, if the director gets the deal, he's taking Micah with him. I'll just say that. That's basically what it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
So are you excited about that?
Yeah. I think it's a good thing.
Nice. So how's work been for you?
It's good. It's been really busy.
Yeah, how so?
Yeah. It's just been, I've just opened up my calendar to do more things. So, yeah.
Nice. Tell me more about that.
I don't want to not be more productive. So I'm really just opening up my calendar so that I could, be more productive and accomplish more things.
Nice. What kind of things are you looking to accomplish in this year?
Just helping people. I just want to help people succeed. I want to see people move forward. Yeah.
Nice. Do you have any particular way that you want to see them be able to succeed in?
People in business and in marriage, with their families, you know, just helping them reduce stress, helping people get better at producing an income, helping people get their finances in order, pay off debt, things like that.
Nice. Very nice. Well, hey, I was calling because I just came out of a training seminar, and I really need to practice on some people, and I need to practice on some people that I know love me and will give me an honest assessment about what I'm doing. And I'd love you. Would you be willing to let me practice on you so that I don't blow it with a bunch of other people?
Yeah, sure. What do you need?
Awesome, awesome. Well, would you be available this coming Tuesday night? I'm gathering a couple of people over at my place to get a chance to practice there. Would that be all right?
Yeah, that would be fine.
Nice. Would 7:30 work out for you?
Sure.
Perfect, perfect. Yeah, so then, great. I will go ahead and I will text you then my address for that and get a chance to then see you on Tuesday night. Now, is this the number that I can use to text the address?
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. Well, great. Well, thanks again for getting a chance to talk, and I'm so excited to hear about, you know, what you're doing this year, about getting an opportunity to kind of see people succeed both in, you know, in marriages, getting to reduce the stress, and I think that's great. And, in fact, there's a number of other people who are going to be there that evening. In fact, I'd love to connect you with a couple of people because I know that they've actually been under a lot of stress with their business and finances, and I'd love to be able to introduce you to them that night.
Okay.
So, all right. Well, perfect. Well, thank you, Danny. I look forward to getting a chance to follow up with you and see you on Tuesday night.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
You know, you are so genuine. You sound like such a nice guy.
Well, I hope I am.
No, you really are. Like, you really, really are. You're very, you just sound like really genuine. You sound like you're a very nice friend. It sounds very clean, for sure. And you did a really good job just kind of forming me and mm-hmm. digging in, and then the way that you wrap that around to introduce me to people I thought that was really, really good. And I could sense that, you know, you were a little bit nervous, but you know, and I would imagine that you would be on the phone with me, but not necessarily on the phone with some of your friends. But I think you have a great phone voice. I think all of that stuff is working really, really well for you. As far as the script though, I don't know that I would, I don't know why, but you tend to carry a lot of authority in your voice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really good thing. So as far as the practice script, I mean, the practice script is a great script to use, no question. But when you're forming people, like in this case, I probably would have just gone straight for the, you know, who's the kind of client that you're looking for, and then got straight into, what are you doing Tuesday night? Because I might have some people I can introduce you to.
Nice. Okay, that makes sense.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I would just go straight into that. And you know, I have a few people that have various different backgrounds that I'm connecting with on Tuesday night. We're going to meet at my house, and I would almost even do that networking approach. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With somebody like that. And say, you know, I don't know what can happen with any of those people, but at least, you know, I can put you in front of them, and they might turn out to be good clients, and they might not. You know, but at least that's an opportunity for you. So I would go in that direction.
Okay.
But I'm trying to think. I'm not saying don't use that script. I think that script is great. What is the other script you're using?
The other script I've been using is on 27 of the other book of
One Market.
If you could help. Yeah, exactly. One Market. My wife and I have been mm-hmm. looking for ways to supplement my income and so we can get a chance to purchase, you know, a house. And after taking a careful search for a solution, we found something. But before we completely get ourselves in too deep, we're first doing a test market with a few friends who just, you know, who we trust and give us an honest assessment. It's kind of a, you know, look under the hood, test drive before we buy kind of thing. So would you be willing to test something out for me? That's the other script that I've been using to do, and it's two different ways. The one that I use is I'm bringing people to a live presentation. That one, I actually send them a video presentation. So I have two that I'm running with right now because being a full-time teacher, I have a limited amount of time, and so I'm trying to find out how can I maximize my time the most. And I'm finding that sending people a live presentation and following up has been seemingly getting kind of better show-up rate because right now my coworkers or other teachers, so if things come up, like this evening, like basically everyone is like, oh, we have this teacher thing we have to go to. And I'm like, oh, shoot.
Mm-hmm,
so it's like, all right, mm-hmm. I'm just, you know, constantly, you know, moving and kind of figuring out with, you know, what is working better, the live presentation or the video presentation. And so I'm kind of testing both of them out right now.
I think that's great. And so when you say that you're testing out, you're tracking what the numbers are?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
perfect.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say, for instance, the last Tuesday night live presentation, I had invited of the people that I spoke with, of the 15 people, I had 9 people at the very end end up not being able to show. And so I had 4 brand new people, and I brought on an additional other people in to kind of share, get them involved. They're already client users, but I brought them on to be able to share their testimony. But I had 4 brand new people that had never heard the presentation yet.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's fabulous. Okay, and so that was for the home presentation. So you had 15 invited, 9 canceled. 6 show up.
Yeah. And,
okay.
And well, again, four being, brand new, product users,
yeah.
Or not being the video presentation, as of right now, I literally just started it last week. And so that would have been like Sunday work, calling through, sending the video that day. I talked to somebody, sent them the video, followed up with them that night. And so, boom, I got another presentation in on Sunday. And then I'm following up with them the rest of this week and certain times that I've scheduled for the video. So as of right now, I don't know fully how well that has been, except I can say this. The 3 people who said, here's my time, I've met with one, followed up with her, met with a second one, followed up with him, and then only the 3rd one had to reschedule it, but I'm still meeting up with her tomorrow. So I'll know fully after this week what my numbers are with that.
Right. Okay.
I still have another like 8 people that I'm still following up with this throughout the week. So it's like that's kind of what I'm trying to juggle and figure out what is the best use of my time.
Okay. Well, what I'm seeing is quite a big change between in your numbers itself, the amount of people that you're talking to. You've increased that.
Yes.
Which is awesome, because now that gives us, you know, a real ratio of whether or not the problem is prospecting or the problem is closing. So,
yeah.
So with 15 scheduled, 6 show up, 4 were new, and then with the other, because you see, the cool thing about a group presentation is it's one presentation in front of many, right?
Yes,
the cool
exactly.
thing about a video, the cool thing about a video is that it's none of your time for the presentation at all.
Yep.
And it's a one-to-one. The thing about a group presentation is you can create kind of an environment where there's, I don't want to say, I don't want to use the, there's crowd, there's social proof, and there's social, there's a social advantage, meaning with four new people in there, somebody's buying, like it kind of creates a, well, I want to buy too kind of experience. And so you have sent three people the video last week, is that what you said?
Last week, I had just started sending people to the video on Sunday, and I've only had two follow-ups, and I still have another, I still have quite a few this week that I'll be following up with and continuing to call and sending the video to. So I don't have the exact numbers yet because I'm still making calls and sending videos this week. But on Sunday, on Sunday, like I said, of the three that had a definite yes, I followed up with them, one on Sunday night, the other one yesterday morning, and then the third one yesterday night had to reschedule for Wednesday.
This is awesome. Okay. So the only thing I would say, well, first of all, I love that you're testing and testing is perfect. I feel like you are so committed to your brand, and whoever got you started is so very blessed to have you. I think you're a real asset to the team. And you're very diligent with what you're doing, and especially with all your tracking and the way that you're learning, you're a real blessing to the brand, no question. The only thing I would say, and when you listen to the MP3 of this, is that, like I said, I feel like you're genuine, and I feel like you care. I feel like you have really good authority and good credibility, but I feel that you're a bit trying to butter me up and win me over. And you don't need to do that. You don't need to do that. So when you listen to MP3, you'll hear that you kind of chuckled at the very beginning of it and kind of chuckled through when there really wasn't anything to laugh about. And so it's kind of like you're revving yourself up and almost trying to hype yourself up for this conversation and trying to win them over with personality. And personality is not duplicatable. It's just not. But scripts are. A system is duplicatable. And so trying to win someone over with our personality is not only is it not duplicatable, but it's exhausting. It's absolutely exhausting. So I just want you to be yourself. So the reason why I've been asking these questions over and over again is because I wanted to get a baseline of who Daniel is when he's talking. Because that's the guy I need on the scripts. That's the guy I need on the scripts. And so, so when it comes to urgency and communicating with people, I think I would like to see hold on, there's one more that I want you to look at. And I love that you used the training seminar one.
I actually got that from, I'd never used that script until I heard you mention it. I was thinking, that's right. I just came back from First Step.
Exactly.
And I was just like, oh, I'm such an idiot, you know, for not using that one. It's such a good one. And as well, because practically my entire faculty know that I've been going to First Steps because I keep just dripping on them, talking with administration. In fact, they have, by God's grace, they actually, I totally used Job Domination, and I went in and I sold them on them sponsoring me and paying for me to actually go to a First Step. And then when I came back, they said, okay, now are you okay with actually telling us and telling the entire faculty what exactly you've learned and things? I'm thinking, oh my goodness, thank you for a platform. So it was so great. So I went in and I basically, you know, just had an opportunity again, kind of pointing to you saying, you know, I'm not the expert. You need to get the First Steps, but sharing stories and sharing a little bit about it. And I'm just dripping on them. And my goal is to see everyone, you know, my faculty crew get there because I want to see our school changed. And we're going through some stuff right now that I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, First Steps is a means to be able to achieve, I think, what God has for us here.
Wow. Okay, so on that note, first of all, thank you so much for sharing that like vision with us. That's really amazing, and that's awesome that they sponsored you for that. So So there, I think there's a little bit of a conflict of interest there, though. And let me, mm-hmm. let me point this out. And I think that there's another way for you to back people into the business with what you're doing. If the goal okay. is to get people the first steps and you're passionately wanting to change the school, now everyone please listen carefully. Do not get all choked up with what I'm about to say. But if your company, your school is paid for you to go to first steps, I mean, first of all, they're giving you the time off and then they're sponsoring you to be there, then you want to be there for the school.
Absolutely.
And then back them in to the business would be the goal mm-hmm. with that. And so what do I mean by that? So then you would be addressing issues that matter to the school. So I would be leading with grooming the next gen, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'd be talking about that. Is it a Christian school?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So grooming the next generation for success applies to them. Job mm-hmm. domination applies to them, all right? Mm-hmm. War on debt applies to them. Learning how, a magnetic influence, right? And core mm-hmm. profit skills. These are things that matter that school. It's going to help the school grow. So when you're coming mm-hmm. back to talk to them, it may be, and this is where I see that you would have an edge that, more of an edge than somebody else might not, because you have the school's ear. And so, like, for example, if you all of a sudden started holding Grooming the Next Generation for Success classes, mm-hmm. all right, War on Debt classes. I have schools that have done this for years. Patrick Clunan up in Ohio is the very first one to start this, actually. He came to us for his home-based business. He was also a landscape architect. His marriage is a mess. His kids were wild. And he got a hold of Grooming the Next Gen and found out why they were. He was never around. He was a workaholic. And it saved his marriage. And this is a Christian guy, like virgin at 28 when he got married. Like, we're talking so wholesome, it's ridiculous, but he was addicted to work. And so he started doing Grooming the Next Gen at his kids' private Christian school. They had over 600 people come through those classes. That built his landscape architect business to over $1 million. The guy is completely debt-free. He's totally financially independent. God has blessed him in ways you cannot imagine. Literally, like Joseph, whatever he touches prospers greatly. The amount of it, he's had over 1,000 people come through GEMS classes through the school.
Mm-hmm.
Over 1,000. So the parents, the faculty, you know what I mean, and the students. So through that, through him, now he's been elevated to this incredibly large leadership role in his church, at the school, in his community. That then has just funneled more business than he could actually handle, is what happened. So he used the tools and the immediate need, right? The school wants to change. They're hungry for that. So if all of a sudden you are really like going to first steps and then recruiting them into your business, it's like, hold on a second. Why is the school paying for him to go to that? Or why are we sponsoring him in that when all he's trying to do is recruit us into that business? But that you understand. So instead, what I'm saying is meet the immediate need with mm-hmm. the school. Meet that
Absolutely.
Need. And help them get what they want. And in doing mm-hmm. that, you then now have a platform through forming them. And you're going to find some of those physical needs. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're going to find some of the mental needs. You're going to find a way to get the product into them. Just simply through relationship and back-ending them into the product and then creating that loyal customer base with Instant Customer Goldmine. So as far as with the school, as far as the school is concerned, I would be giving them what they want to honor them. Do you know what I mean? And then utilizing Grooming the Next Gen, again, so because you're leading with what they want, then back them in to the business.
That's good.
So if the schools have a problem, so it's GEMS, right? And get them to first step success. And again, through that process, they're going to be hearing about being in business. They're going to hear about opportunities to increase their income. Do you know what I mean? You can't come to first steps and not start thinking entrepreneurially. It's impossible. It is. It's absolutely impossible. You can't get around this former broke homeless cocktail waitress who made her first million in direct sales and not go, huh, I wonder if I can do that too. It's impossible.
Yeah.
So, but it's, again, it's all subliminal messaging. But we're giving them what they want, right? and we're leading with what matters most to them. In fact, almost everybody inside of this class can be doing this, because most everybody here is either their parents, right? We are all parents, a part of the holistic movement, and the parents, a part of the holistic movement, care about a holistic approach to their lives, right? It's not just organics, it's not just nutritionals, but it's the health of my child's mind. It's the health of my marriage. It's the health of my future and my finances and my body. Okay, and so sometimes when we lead with just that product line, especially in this particular setting, we can do more harm than good and give people a bad taste in our mouth as to whether or not you're just trying to recruit me in some multi-level business, or do you really care about the success of this school? Do you really care about success of the students and the parents and making this thing grow? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So one of the ways I've watched people just massively supplement leads is by doing classes like the ones that matter to people, Grooming the Next Generation for Success, especially for all of these parents. Like I said, Patrick Clunan was the very first one to do it. If we're finding, like, hey, man, a lot of people I know are in debt, they're suffering severely with that, freaking lead with that class. Because, like I said, they're a part of learning how to pay off their debt. We're holding them accountable on a weekly basis. That's BU, right? Pulling everyone together, holding those classes. And then, again, like I said, and again, let's say if it's not you as a teacher, it could be you as another guy. He worked as an engineer, did the same thing. Started holding war on debt classes. He also had an electrical business on the side, meaning he sold, electrical services, not electrician, but you know your electric bill. So they sold it was a direct sales company that let you save money on your electric bill and all your services like that, phone bill, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So he used war on debt to answer the need that was in the market, answer the need of his friends, family members, and church members and coworkers, and then through form begin to back them in as he would be hearing on a weekly basis, cultivating those relationships. Then it would be like, oh, it was a perfect fit, right? War on debt, and here's a way to save money on your electric bill. Duh. Big duh. You know, especially when people are saying, yeah, I found that here in my budget. Gems is another great way. You know, that's all relational. And so I, when I look at the Young Living platform, the reason why that's such a great marriage, first steps in what you guys do, is because the messaging resonates with you guys. It's what you all care about. So knowing that birds of a feather flock together is a good chance that your warm markets also care and have struggles in the same places. So when you answer those specific needs, it makes it really easy to then introduce them through the cultivation and through time, introduce them into the business as they get more and more inundated inside the community. So I'm glad you told me about the school and what they're doing with that. So please lead with, to honor them with what they're investing into you for, right? And when you say, you know, she's the expert, go to First Steps, okay, that's good. But at the same time, hey, listen, we're going to hold a class. I'm going to sponsor a class here at the school. This is Grooming the Next Gen or Gems. Like, you can ask them, like, or you decide, you know, which one do you want to lead with, where we're going to take this information, and then at the end of that class, you close them for First Steps. Guys, this is one little snippet of what happens there. And in the live interactive thing, it's customized for the group. These sessions were customized for that group. Like for Gems, for example, it's customized for that particular group. You know, imagine if, and then, you know, close them, you know. Are you ready to help the school grow or not? You know, do you want this school to make a little or a lot? What for? What is the vision and the goal of us as teachers for these students? And get the answers and close them with their own answers on how to go. And there's been thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of teachers who've come through through those training seminars. All right, so I would do that. And you could be holding these either at the school and inviting all your friends to that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's a great presentation for bringing them through. And that could be like once a week you do that. So that's once a week cultivating outside of cultivating, meaning it's basically in marketing terms, it's having a funnel and it's using bait that the market wants. Okay. And then because there's common ground, So a lot of people that care about setting their kids up for success versus failure, those same people care about nutrition for their kids. Right? So even in, let's say by week two of a grooming the next gen, okay, guys, next week, inside of grooming the next gen, in chapter 12, it talks about nutrition for the kids. I'm holding a class, you get it? I'm holding a class specifically geared towards that. In this book, Danny talks about kids who are being put on Ritalin. They're not being able to focus. I am holding a class specialized all wrapped around the family and making sure that we're setting the kids up for success nutritionally. Who doesn't want to come to that?
Oh, my goodness.
You see what I mean? So that's understanding marketing, right? So it's like you base the market with what they want, and then we back them in. Okay, so look at this. With same with War on Debt. And again, that grooming the next gen works perfect for that. Even gems, right? So you could even say, okay, guys, when we're talking about understanding personalities and each personality has strengths and weaknesses, next week we're going to be holding a test that specifically talks about how to maximize those strengths and weaknesses from a completely different angle. And that'll be a nutritional angle. Right? Look, see that fire can't focus well. This is why they need clarity. Do you understand?
Okay. Yes.
The rubies burn themselves out. Their adrenal glands are compromised. They don't get enough sleep. You know what I mean? You can use the oils fit each gem.
That's good.
I can feel inside the class of everyone's in here. Their minds are going, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, I could do this. And yes, you can. And it perfectly goes together. And again, it's leading with what the market cares about, what they're passionate about. It's leading with what is their biggest problem. The bigger the problem we solve, the bigger the paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So when we're talking about War on Debt, there's another one right there. So War on Debt. If we're doing War on Debt classes, it could be like by week three or four. Okay, guys, you know that Danny talked about there's two different ways of getting to financial independence. One is paying off the debt. Two is increasing your income and doing these two things simultaneously. Daniel, do you know where I'm going?
Exactly. Totally.
Where am I going with this?
You're going with giving an opportunity. Hey, I'm going to be doing the workshop over here talking about ways to be able to increase your income.
Increase your income. You got it, baby.
Yep.
You're tracking with me. Okay. And then let's talk about job domination, holding job domination classes. So how can we use that?
Oh, my goodness. Increasing your income in the marketplace.
Increasing
your value. Exactly. As I did my talk, I said how to increase your value in the marketplace when your job doesn't give you a pay raise. And so I talked about basically what job domination is, and boom. I mean, I've had so many people come up to me and be so thankful for it, but I totally see that. It's like, here's how you increase your value. And again, each one leads right into the other one, because I love it. Grooming, nutrition, gems, here's how you could use it, war and debt. I'm totally, totally tracking with you, because my administration has already said, here are the things that we need help with. And so literally, they've given me the platter and the opportunity to serve them, and I love what you're saying here, to say, okay, I will get to the business. I can be patient, you know, it's the tortoise here. And I'm gonna serve them with what it is that they need, and it will open up the opportunities to do that. No, that is so good, Danny. Thank you so much. I do appreciate you sharing that. That is so, so, so good.
Yes. Okay. So I 1000% agree with you. I love what I'm hearing. Now with job domination. Okay. So when job domination talks about becoming an employeepreneur. Right?
There you go.
So I'm holding a class. I've done research. I have found ways of being able to actually exercise as an entrepreneur. And as we move forward in how that entrepreneur thinks by engaging in entrepreneurial activity, hello? So next Thursday, I'm going to be showing you a method that many entrepreneurs, where they started and how they built and how these things now relate together, how you'll be able to put them both into practice with job domination, with what Danny has talked about, and then looking at a way to be able to put into practice entrepreneurial skills. That's when you introduce them to the Young Living business opportunity.
Yep. Yep. Oh, I'm so glad I got the MP3s.
Okay, awesome. So, I mean, this does for all year round.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? It's like
absolutely.
You could do one of these per quarter, and that be the Grooming the Next Gen is this quarter, War on Debt is this quarter, Job Done is this quarter, Gens is this quarter.
Mm. Yes, yes. That is so, so good. And that it, truly, you saying that is just an answer to prayer, because both my wife and I have been saying, okay, you know, what can we do? How can we do? And really just your word right there is just confirmation. That's exactly, I already see it laid out. And God has already opened the door, so now it's just me saying, hey, and giving a chance to talk with my administration and setting it up. And I believe for sure, yeah, I'm gonna be bringing people, and they're going to be telling a story. And those who are on the call here, you're going to be like, hey, I remember that guy mentioning it. That's where they came from. That's how they got here. So,
yes.
Oh, that is so good.
Yes.
Thank you so
much. You're welcome. Okay, another way that it can be done, you're absolutely welcome, and I'm just saying this for everybody in here, is that you don't even have to necessarily do Grooming the Next Gen for a quarter or a Job Done for a quarter. It could be a week-to-week thing. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or a month-to-month thing. You as a teacher know how to lesson plan, so this is not a difficult thing for you. But I think if you do it this way, is that once a week you're using what the market wants, right? You're finding out what the needs are of the people and what they want. All right, well, that's one presentation a week. Gotcha? There's another night a week that you can be doing a presentation, or one 2 hours that you work on a Sunday or a Saturday, depending on whatever Sabbath date is that you take. But I'm saying if we're looking at three presentations a week, if that's what you and your wife are comfortable with, the kids are comfortable with that, if they bless that, there's no problem with that, and dad, they have plenty of time with dad otherwise, you know what I mean? Two nights a week, I think, is reasonable, or at least two times during the week that you're building your business in the form of presentations. So on those other times, because you're out and about and you're meeting people, right, you have a lot of warm market that is not connected to your job, right?
Yep.
But even that warm market, you can be inviting into these classes.
Yep.
It's so easy to invite people to a Grooming the Next Gen class. It's easy to invite them. As you're forming them, you're finding out, do they need a Job Dom class? So you might even want to be doing, you could be doing something simultaneously. As far as in every other week, Grooming the Next Gen, every other week, War on Debt. You might have some of the same people in the same classes, but as you are forming people and you're talking to your market, you can always be inviting them to one of those classes. So now we've got the family front and the financial front.
Nice.
You could be doing Job Dom and Gems, or you could be doing Gems and Grooming in the same month. You know what I mean? So it's every other week for one of the classes, every other week for the other, and then that way you're being able to invite those people in that this is your standard appointment, and or you do it every single week. I got to tell you, I have a girlfriend that I went to high school with, and we lost touch for 25 years. You know, I was the girl that got in trouble, got pregnant, and then, you know, everybody wrote me off, which they should have, sadly. But anyway, maybe they shouldn't have. It probably wasn't the right thing for them to do, but nonetheless, we rekindled a relationship 25 years later on Facebook. And she used War on Debt and Grooming the Next Gen, and she did four week cycles. Do you know this girl, this will just blow your mind. We're talking about a family who suffered over $254,000 in debt. They got married when they were 19. They were a beautiful couple, had three kids, just lovely Christian people, but always struggled financially. He was in a construction business. At the 2008 deal, he lost that, and then was struggling. He was working as a janitor in a college, making $2,000 a month. Just suffering, right? So she started, because War on Debt was her biggest thing, and she used her grocery budget to buy it. It saved her $500 the first month on groceries. $500. So then she starts holding these classes. Are you ready for this? This is crazy. So she started plugging into First Steps every single event, bringing her family, bringing friends. But these classes, just holding more on debt and grooming, she ended up building a business making $119,000 her very first year part-time, of which $60,000 came from those classes. Half.
Wow.
$60,000 came from those classes alone. So she was doing Grooming the Next Gen. She was posting quotes from the book. And so she would hashtag Grooming the Next Generation for Success. So she just open up the book, grab a quote, type it in there, cited Danny Johnson, Grooming the Next Gen for Success. Then she would do a War on Debt quote from the workbook or from the audios, right? So then she would have a picture taken of her little class, and then she would post quotes from the class and what people were learning, and then she would post the numbers weekly that her class was paying off debt every week. And so this then just exploded. And this is just what she's posting on Facebook. So from Facebook and the classes, people were jumping in like crazy. 60,000 of the 119,000. And she even said, she goes, I would venture to say that all 119,000 came as a direct result because of the initial people that I met there, but then there were the referrals that came from it that I lost track of. But if I were to sit down and track, she goes, but I can say that these direct people were in my class, these direct people signed up, and I made $60,000 from them signing up. But then there was the referral effect from there. All right? Mm-hmm. So, again, it's fishing with what the market wants. And families are under a lot of stress with their kids, and they're under a lot of stress with their finances. So that is, like, easy bait. Those are non-negotiables. You know what I'm saying? Those are non-negotiables. A nutritional supplement can be a negotiable. Someone can say, I don't have it in my budget for that. But when it comes to these major pain points in people's lives, they'll do anything to get relief. Just like, you know, Panaway, they would do anything to pay $76 for that, because if it helps, you know, take my back pain away, then that's non-negotiable as well. So nonetheless, if you do simultaneous classes for the oils, that again are in conjunction with the lead generating points. And what are we doing, Daniel? We're changing lives on both fronts.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Lives are being changed. Marriages are being saved. People are getting more productive at work. We're changing the economy with those two things.
Amen.
Okay. This is awesome. All righty. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay, cool. Sean, go ahead and put Daniel back in the class. Amazing time.
Thank you,
Danny. And then I need, you're so welcome. Adrienne, Jordan, press number one and say hello, please.
I've got this new phone.
Hi, your line's open.
How you doing, lady?
Hello?
Oh, I think she just, there you are. Hi.
Hi, Danny. Can you hear me?
I hear you perfectly, love.
Okay, great. Hey, I wanted to say that that wasn't a warm market I was calling. That was the week before I was calling Luke and Warm, but this week it was, last week it was actually cold calling. This is why the numbers are so high.
I love it. I think that's beautiful. I think that's absolutely beautiful. Excellent work. Okay.
Thank you.
Let's go ahead and, I mean, your dial's absolutely impressed me. I'm so proud of you. So proud of you.
Thank you.
Just super blessed. All righty. So, 32 conversations.
Yeah.
One person went to a presentation.
Let me grab that. Hold on.
It's okay. I have the numbers that you sent. I have the numbers that
okay.
you sent.
Yeah, okay. I need to look at it. Yeah, 32 conversations. I sent 5 people to the presentation. 1 went and 2 no-showed. And 2 I had a follow-up was for yesterday.
Okay. All right. So what are you recruiting for? What are you recruiting for? What is your presentation? Okay.
I use a 5-minute Young Living presentation, and then I lead them into my back office for another presentation. There's a 7-minute presentation made by Young Living.
Okay, fabulous. All right, so go ahead and script me whatever it is that your process is, and I'll go from there.
Okay, great. Hi, Danny. How's it going?
Good.
Good. This is Audrine. I'm calling you back. You requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you?
What do you have?
Do you have a pen and paper handy?
I do.
Perfect. To save us both time, I need to ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to. Are you currently working from home?
No, I'm not.
Okay. What do you do for a living?
I actually am a licensee manager for National Car Rental.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how long have you done that?
I have been doing that for about 8 months now.
8 months. Okay. And what did you do before doing this management job at National?
I worked for a bindery.
A bindery. Okay. And how long did you work there?
Just a couple of months.
Just a couple of months. Okay. And what do you, of the two things that you told me about, which one was a better fit for you?
The licensee manager for National Car Rental.
Okay. Okay. What did you like about that job?
I pretty much work on my own as mm-hmm. I manage a location. So I like the freedom that I have in that job.
Okay. And is there anything that you dislike about that job?
I tripled the sales my first month, but my income was not changed at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So are you thinking of replacing your current income or just supplementing it?
I would like to supplement it.
Okay. Let's see here. So are you married? Do you have kids?
I do have a daughter, and I am engaged.
Okay. Getting married anytime soon?
Yeah, we haven't quite set a date yet.
Okay. And is your daughter in elementary, high school? She's in college?
No. She's 8 months old.
8 months old. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So have you ever been self-employed or owned a home business before?
No.
No. Okay. Now, what
I'm going to pause right here. Audrine, yeah. I'm going to pause right here because I already know what's going wrong.
Okay.
First of all, I got to tell you, you have a great voice on the phone. You sound so good.
Mm-hmm.
And you're very professional and you're very friendly. And I think your posture is really good. But what are my strengths, needs, interests, and goals?
I think your needs are more money and...
Why? Did I say that?
No, but no, you said
no,
you like
hold on.
Freedom...
Freedom means what?
No, you said three sales, but your income didn't increase. You made money for the company, but your income didn't increase. So it sounded like there was
okay.
kind of disappointment there.
Okay. You're right. There was a disappointment there. What I'm saying is that you made some assumptions.
Okay.
Like, for example, when you said, you know, are you married? Do you have children? I said, I'm engaged and I have a daughter. Oh, is she in college or high school?
I see.
That's an assumption. You're putting words in my mouth. If I've been at the same job for eight, now here's another thing. You made the assumption that you know what a licensee manager is for National Car Rental. What are my skills? What do I do on a daily basis?
All right.
You want to dig deeper to get the prospect talking. Because, again, what's happening, and you're making assumptions, and assumptions don't need to be made. You want to get the prospect to talk. And I've done very little talking. You've done most of the
mm-hmm.
talking. So you're kind of rushing through the most important part of the script.
Mm-hmm.
You want to spend about 5 minutes on that one section there on page 16.
Yes, okay.
Where it says some questions to ask are, and you just ran out of questions. You're about to move me into what level of income are you accustomed to, or have you ever owned home business before? Like, these next questions are yes and no, and then bam, you're done.
Okay.
So you want to spend a little bit more time in this segment getting to know who I really am and what my skill sets really are. Not only that, but I've been at a job for 8 months, and then the one before that was 2 months. Do you know what went wrong?
No, but I was kind of thinking that perhaps this person moved around too much.
Oh, hold on.
I wasn't sure if I was going to release them gently. That thought came to my mind. Yeah.
Yeah, and so that's a good thing that came to your mind, which means then the next question is to ask why.
Okay. Why did you only stay for 2 months? Would I say
that? Yeah, so what caused you to move on? What caused you to move on so quickly? Okay, here's another thing.
Yeah.
What did you like? What did you not like about your job? What did you like about it? Okay, I like the freedom. But freedom is what?
Tell me more about that. I could have said, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Everybody interprets freedom differently. So what's going on is that the prospect is giving you information and you're interpreting it to match your definition.
Okay.
Versus trying to find out what is their definition. When you say freedom, what do you mean by that? I don't have anybody watching over me. I pretty much am in control of my time during the day. Okay, here's another thing. I tripled the sales of the business, but my income did not triple. What would be an obvious question there?
Why? Why did your income triple?
Okay. You wouldn't want to know how in the world I tripled the sales my first month?
Yeah, I guess I would want to know that. How did you do that, right? What did you do?
Why didn't they triple my income? Do I have control over that if I have a boss? Right? So if you ask me why did they not triple your income, like, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea. I'm not in control of payroll.
How did you do it? How did you triple your income? Yeah, the sales.
Right,
how
again,
did you triple the sales?
Yeah. So if you're really interviewing and you're looking for qualified prospects, you want to know what my skill set is.
Right.
You want to know if I'm full FOS or not, full of stuff.
Uh-huh. right.
Full of crap. So if you're looking for my strengths, my interests, goals, and needs, based on that very limited information, I don't think you got any of it.
Yeah. And I was realizing that I wasn't forming my warm market enough, and that was the issue. I'm not really forming enough. And sometimes it's hard for me when someone just gives a short answer to extend it, to think on my feet and to figure out what to do to extend
that. Oh, honey, Adrienne.
You know what I mean? But it was there. It was there,
but I
felt like you didn't want to talk more about it. Somehow when you said manager, I felt like you didn't want to tell me any more about it, but that's not the case.
Why would you feel like I didn't want to tell you any more about that?
I guess because you gave me a short answer. You gave me a short answer, so I'm always...
Girl. You are thinking way too much, and you're making decisions for the prospect. You're thinking too much, and this is not about the prospect. It's about you. You see, you just put all your fears and thoughts on me as the prospect.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they gave me a short answer. They don't want to talk about it. No, I'm an emerald. I give short answers.
Oh, okay.
I love to give detailed answers. I gave you detailed. I am a manager. I'm a licensee manager for National Car Rental. You asked me what I did, that's what I do. Well, what specifically does your job entail? I manage a location inside of the largest car lot in Hillsboro, Oregon. Oh, so what exactly do you do on a daily? Yes.
Yeah. I guess the 8 months kind of shook me, like, whoa, that's short. So I was looking for that, but I should just be open to whatever comes up.
Ask the question if it's short. But I'm still in my job. You asked me if I work from home. I said, no. You said, what do you do? I work as a licensee national car rental manager. I've been doing it for 8 months. I'm not out of the job.
Right.
You're making a lot of assumptions. Stop doing that. Your job is to investigate and to search out the strengths, interests, goals, and needs of this prospect. the job. So right. Your mind making decisions for the prospect is what's hurting your numbers. Just okay. Like what you said, they gave me a short answer. They don't want to talk about it. That was on you. That isn't what the prospect is going on with the prospect. That's in your own head. So therefore, you're not asking any more questions about it. In other words, you are assuming
mm-hmm.
that I'm feeling a way that I'm not feeling.
Okay.
Do you do that in your marriage?
I ask questions in my marriage.
But do you assume that you already know the answer?
No, I do want to know. But the person
thinks
I am too many questions.
Oh, okay. But again, like I said, well, let's put it this way. When you have in your mind already made up of what you're looking for when you're asking your questions, that's when the person gets annoyed with the questions.
Oh, okay.
So if you already have your mind made up, and you are interrogating somebody just to prove that what you're assuming is true, yes, that definitely annoys people. But if it's really investigating to find the truth, not mm-hmm. your truth, not what you think is true, not what you want to be true,
mm-hmm.
but you are truly open-minded in discovering what the truth is. Here's the proof that I have. You already made up your mind what a manager is. Therefore, your question was answered. You don't need any more information. But that's not the point of this. The point of this is getting the person to talk. The point of this is to find out what their strengths are, to find out what their real interests are. So usually the first answer is just surface. Dig a little deeper.
Okay.
And when you said, I don't know how to think, click on my feet, give me a break. You know how to say, tell me more about that.
Right.
Give me a break. Give me a break. A third grader can say that. Tell me more about that. When you don't know what else to say, you can say, tell me more about that.
Right.
Okay. So dig deeper. Quit assuming you know what the answer is, and that when they give you the answer, don't assume you know what even that is. Because it's not about finding the right answer. It's about letting the prospect talk.
Mm-hmm.
And then discovering those strengths, interests, goals, and needs. Next question. So you are buying leads?
Yeah, I just bought some, yeah.
Okay, good job.
Not the whole time. I was doing lukewarm the first week, then I bought some leads the second week. So that's what
good job.
The results were about.
Good job. That's great. I think it's important. This is my personal opinion. I worked everything. I worked warm, lukewarm, and cold. This way you never run out of anything. And so
yeah, I'm working all monthly, actually. I became an executive working warm. I'm an executive working warm. I'm just switching to the lukewarm and cold. I want to work all three.
Yeah, definitely you want to work all three, for sure. Absolutely you want to work all three. And just know that with cold market, your numbers, you're going to have a whole lot more dials. You have a whole lot more people go through a presentation, and it takes a little bit longer to be able to get good at closing cold market. And it isn't because of the cold market. It is because warm market is so easy that you have this expectation, but you don't have the skill yet with cold market. See, warm market, that you're already, the trust is already built. So with cold market, it's a new skill to learn how to build the trust. And so really, honestly, it's the prospector, and it's only in their head as to why they can't close as fast with cold market. And it's simply because they go, that person can't possibly sign up. I mean, they don't know enough. They should know more. So that's where the prospector screws that entire process up. So, and congratulations on your level of success that you have gained. And the other thing I want to tell you is I'm proud of you that you're at that level of success and you're prospecting and you're trying new things. That is a rare leader. That is a very, very, very rare person. So I'm impressed with what you're doing with that, because most people clearly do not ever get there. So, meaning they hit a level of success and then they're not going to try new things. They're comfortable with where they're at and they don't keep moving themselves forward. So, good job on continuing to move forward. Yeah, you did a great job. Okay, so that would be my advice to you, is that I want you to spend more time digging deeper with that cold market, because again, that is also building trust. That's what that some questions to ask are for. That's the strategy there, is to build trust. That's what we don't have with cold market. And the way to build it is to get people talking about themselves. Become genuinely interested in who they are, and this will build trust.
Thank you, Dan.
Okay. And what we tend to do, you're welcome. What we tend to do when we know that there isn't trust is we try to wow them with our personality, or we try to super slick oil sales them, or we try to butter them up when we know there isn't trust, right? And so what builds trust is getting them to talk. It's the easiest, quickest way to make it happen. And then as they're talking, our strategy is to really listen, and then we guide them through what they said straight to the end of that script.
Perfect.
Okay? So number one, you sound great on the phone. Number two, you sound very confident with the script. Those things are positive, work in the right direction. I believe that you're sticking to that script, what they think is great. I want you to loosen up and ask more questions. Get to know them. Do not make assumptions. Dig for more information. And you will find it, and then you'll find the real nuggets of the strengths, interests, goals, and needs.
Wow.
Okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, you are absolutely welcome. All right, next person that I'm going to bring up. Hold on 1 second. Is Heather. Hold on. I think it's Ambrose.
Heather Ambrose?
Yeah, it is. Heather Ambrose.
Her line is now open. Go ahead.
Hi, Heather.
Oh. Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm excellent. Okay.
Good.
Heather, good job. 12 hours, 88 dials, 13 conversations, 46% show-up ratio with 6 presentations. All right. Let's find some room in this between 88 and 13. Good job. How many people did you actually get a hold of?
I don't have the paper in front of me right now, but I don't know. I called on it like a Saturday afternoon, and I got a hold of like 6 people in a row, so I thought that was kind of awesome for cold market. So, yeah.
Oh, this says warm market that you were working. So this is cold market that you're working?
I did cold this week. Yeah, the first week I did warm, and then I kind of, like, realized this lead company that I bought from never gave me all my leads, so I called them, and they gave me their leads, so I called them. So, yeah.
That's awesome. Okay. Don't drop warm market when you're working cold, okay?
Okay.
Don't be – I noticed the last 2 people, you're like, you guys keep switching things up. No, keep the lukewarm moving forward. Keep the warm moving forward. Keep the cold – if you're going to do cold market. You don't have to do cold market. Warm – if you're following Instant Customer Goldmine, you will never run out of leads, ever. You will always endlessly have a source of leads, and they're always warm leads. If you're not using Instant Customer Goldmine, then you're going to be in what I call lead deficit disorder. And lead deficit disorder puts you at a negative. It weakens you greatly and causes you to beg people and need people. And so that's where leads can come in to always know that you've got people to talk to and to work. So how have you typically built your business, Heather?
Through like warm and lukewarm, but then sometimes I call like cold leads when I feel like I'm short on leads.
Good job. So it's good to always have all of the above working. So that, meaning I don't want you calling cold leads if you don't have enough leads. That's lead deficit disorder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? So make it a point to be calling all the time, and you're never out of leads.
Okay.
Have you implemented Instant Customer Goldmine?
I listened to it like a couple of years ago, but I definitely need to read.
The answer is no. The answer is no, that you are not using Instant Customer Goldmine. If you listened to it 2 years ago, you're definitely not using it today.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
There's some powerful strategies inside of there. Okay, Heather, I got a question for you. I've been pounding listen to Insta Customer Goldmine for the last 2 weeks. Tell me why you have not listened to that.
Because I just feel like for, like, my business hours, I don't want to waste time on listening. I want to spend more time, like, dialing and doing things that make me money. Because I feel like in the past I've done too much listening, so I'm, like, just trying to just do action mode right now. So, yeah.
Okay. Great answer. There's a little flaw in your answer. Listening is important as well as doing, but listening does not qualify in your business hours.
Right.
Right?
Right,
so
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So that means listening is happening under other entertainment hours. It's robbing the wasted hours. You are a First Steps graduate, so you understand the concept of faithful with the little, right? You're a Dynasty graduate, so you understand time secrets. You understand the concept of it. Whether or not you're implementing it is another story. But what it is it's taking wasted hours and turning them into investment hours. So you have your set hours for your business, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what is your set hours for your business? Is it 12 hours a week?
So I teach school part-time, so it's whenever I come home from school, depending on my class schedule, until 6 p.m. So some days
okay.
That's 4 hours, some days that's 2 hours, depending on, yeah.
Okay. So that makes it kind of a challenge to really have set business hours. But you have 2 hours as a minimum, right?
Yes.
All right.
Perfect.
So then that would be your set business hours. You know that you're not going to get home later than X.
Yes.
Right? So then those are your set business hours. If you would like to add more hours to that now and again, that's your prerogative. But it can't be, it can't be flipped the other way.
Right.
So the set business hours is how long?
It's at the very least, because, like, on my latest day, I get home at 4. So, like, no matter what, it's usually 4 to 6.
4 to 6.
Earlier. Some days I work longer, depending if I'm, like, trying to finish something up, you know?
Are you single?
No.
Do you have kids?
No.
Wow. You got a life. All right, so from 4 to 6, you have work hours for your business, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And so what are you doing after 6?
Dinner, dishes, stuff like that.
And what else? I mean, I cook dinner in 30 to 45 minutes. Dishes takes about 20 as a team effort. If it's just two of you, then it's even less. So stuff like that. Tell me about the stuff like that.
I guess I have some time to listen.
You have time for a lot of things, actually, honey.
Mm-hmm.
What time do you go to work?
I get there around 9:30.
What time do you get up?
I get up around 7.
What do you mean around 7?
7.
You get up at 7, you go to work at 9:30. What are you doing for 2.5 hours?
I get ready and then I try to get stuff done for school because I do my school stuff in the morning, like all my lesson planning and grading, stuff like that. And then when I get home, I do business stuff. So, yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, and then how long is your lunch break?
30 minutes.
Okay, cool. All right, so from 4 to 6, and so what are you doing from, okay, so if it takes, you know, are you a big gourmet chef who, you know, is making homemade bread at 6 o'clock every day?
No, I mean, dinner usually takes me between, like, 30 minutes to, like, an hour, depending on what I'm making. I usually try to keep it around the 30-minute range.
And then dishes.
I'm usually done with all of that by like 7:38, maybe.
That's 2 hours. It's a long time.
Yeah, maybe.
Dishes
I
take. if you're making dinner for two, you shouldn't have dishes that take you an hour to cook. I mean, an hour to wash.
Yeah.
This schedule is that it's an hour to cook and an hour to clean. It's impossible.
Okay.
Totally impossible. There's something very inefficient going on there. So what I would recommend is that you pull out Time Secrets and you make appointments for everything that you're doing. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I would have a discussion with your husband about what nights that you will be available to focus on learning for an hour mm-hmm. or whatever. And then what nights you have to be able to work your business and what days during the week. And you guys just sit down and have an open conversation about what he feels comfortable with. What you'll find is that it gives him the liberty to go do something himself too, to go do something with the guys or to go work out or to clean the garage or whatever thing that he, hobby or whatever that he wants to do. It's healthy for him mm-hmm. to have something else that he can do. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just sitting down and saying, okay, you know, what nights during the week would you like to go and do something? Or is there something that you want to do, something that you want to learn or hang out with the guys or whatever? And then, you know, mm-hmm. would you be okay if I'm picking these nights that I'm going to work until X amount of time?
Mm-hmm.
Or that I'm going to study in X amount of time?
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Got it.
Okay, because from 4 to 6, so basically what you're doing is you're making calls and driving those people to a presentation, a static presentation.
Yeah, like a video.
A video, okay. All right. Okay. So it really all depends on how serious you are about your business and what you want to do with it, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, tell me what you want to do with it.
Well, I want to take it all the way to the top. I mean, I've gotten pretty far, but I feel like I should just finish it.
What position are you at?
A gold.
Okay. Which is pretty awesome. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Good job, girl.
Thank you.
That's really, really awesome. But you're saying you want to take it to Royal Crown Diamond?
Yeah.
Do you want to do that fast or slow?
Fast.
Do you know what the real issue is?
What?
You're really comfortable with gold.
I know.
Which is why it's taking you 2 hours to cook for two people and clean.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, what happens after 8 o'clock, love?
I'm usually, like, really tired, and I just, like, that's when I just kind of end work for the day because I'm exhausted.
Why are you exhausted? You are young. You have no children.
I don't know.
Are you using your products, Heather?
My products?
Yeah.
Yeah?
How old are you?
29.
You are a baby, and you are tired with no children, and you have young living oils and nutritional supplements. Can I tell you what the real issue is?
What?
You're making too much money. You're comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
This is called a woman with no vision.
Mm-hmm.
This is called I'm making good money with the 10 hours a week of effort.
Yeah.
like my job and I like my business just the way it is.
Yeah.
That's what's really happening is you're comfortable. Guess what? There's nothing wrong with being comfortable unless until you become uncomfortable with being comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you want to take your business to Royal Crown Diamond. Why?
Because I guess I don't like being in the middle. I feel like it's half done. I want to finish it.
I don't believe you. Why did you get into Young Living?
Well, because first off, I have always been very, like, health-minded. I was raised to be very health-minded, and so I saw that my, you know, dad was having you know, heart problems at a really young age, and I didn't want that, so I got really into health. And so I wanted the oils, but I was just a teacher, and they were really expensive, and I also needed a second job because, you know, teaching doesn't make a lot of money, so I decided to start my own business that would not only allow me to buy the oils, but I could make way more than as a teacher. So, yeah.
And now you've solved all those problems.
I guess.
Did you ever think of making the money you're making right now?
No.
You're making more money with your Young Living business than you do as a teacher, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So you hit the goal. It's time for a new goal.
Okay.
That's what happened. You hit the goal, honey. You exceeded the goal. So, therefore, you have no energy to complete it, to finish it.
Yeah.
You really don't want to finish it. It just sounds like a good idea. So, it's time to start dreaming again.
Okay.
What you have, you need some goals. Are you debt-free?
No.
What's the goal of when the day you will be debt-free?
3 years.
What's the date?
The date? Is the day day?
You get a day day.
May 23rd, 2021.
Good job. There's a reason why I'm saying this. Because if you're not committed, you can dial 1,000 dials and get nowhere.
Okay.
If you can take it or leave it, so can the prospect on the other end of the phone. When there's no commitment, there's no energy. There's no ownership. Do you know what I mean? There's no vision. There's nothing to follow.
Yeah.
So May 23rd, how much debt do you have?
Between us, let's see, house.
You don't know. You don't have. Okay, look, this isn't it. Again, there, you're not getting out of debt May 23rd. You don't even know how much debt you have. If you were focused on that goal would be posted in your house. You'd know exact number to the penny of what you owe. You would know every quarter how much less you owe. Every month you would know how much less you owe. If you were planning on getting out of debt in 3 years, you would have it a weekly thing on your mirror in your bathroom. Pay off this much debt this week.
Mm-hmm.
Girlfriend, did you say you lesson plan?
Yeah.
Hmm. Isn't lesson planning just setting goals?
Yeah, you just put you want to get done, and then you say all the things, activities you're doing, and then, yeah.
And the activities actually make the goal happen, right?
Yeah.
So are you really going to get out of debt May 23rd of 2020?
Probably not.
Why?
Because I guess I just wrote the goal, but no, like, plan on how to get there. I mean, we kind of have an idea, but it's not like
written. No, you don't.
So.
You know it's not. You know it's not a lesson plan, right?
Yeah.
So those teachers that kind of have an idea of what they want to teach this week, how long do they last in their job?
Not very long.
Yeah, and the teachers who kind of have a plan of what they think they might want to finish the year with, how long do they get to stay in that job?
Not very long.
Mm-hmm. And then they blame the economy as to why they got laid off.
Yeah.
You got some thinking to do, girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
To whom much has been given, much is required.
Yeah.
Laziness is now a factor. You see, you were faithful with the little when you started your business, weren't you?
Yeah.
What did you do in the beginning to get that thing off the ground?
Everything.
Are you doing everything now?
No.
There you go. So he who's faithful with the little, what's the rest of the story?
Is faithful with more.
Will be made ruler over much, much more. He who's faithful with the little will be made ruler over much.
Mm-hmm.
But when we get to the much and we're no longer faithful with the little, what will happen?
You lose it.
you lose it. And this is the cycle for network marketers. They're faithful with a little in the beginning. They got all the excitement. They got the vision. They're talking to people. Things are happening. They're learning a new skill. They're developing new skills. They're learning to present and close, learning scripts. They're making it happen. Until now they get the fullness of the reward. They were faithful with a little. They got much more. Then when they get to the much more, now I'm tired at 8 o'clock at night. Now I got to motivate myself to call somebody. Now I have no vision. I'm foggy on where I'm going. I don't know why I'm even doing this. And I'm just dealing with a bunch of people whining at me that their business isn't growing. Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Your vision needs to be bigger than the problems you're facing right now.
Okay.
Can I ask you something?
Hmm.
Are you tired of dealing with distributors? Is that what the issue is?
No, I'm just tired of everything I do not working.
You're tired of everything not working?
Yeah.
What's not working?
Everything.
You mean the everything that you aren't doing that you did in the beginning?
Yeah.
What if you go back to the basics and you do what you did in the beginning?
But even when I did it at the beginning, like, not that much worked. I don't know.
Thanks. Say again?
Even when I did it at the beginning, not a whole lot worked. Like whatever I did.
I'm so sorry. You didn't get to gold because nothing worked.
Yeah. But my upline put, like, my main leader under me, and so I still feel like I did it, you know?
Mm-hmm. But you didn't get to gold just because of one person putting somebody underneath you.
No.
You can't get to gold like that. It's impossible to get to gold like that.
Yeah.
So did you have your part or not?
I guess.
Let's try that again. Did you recruit anybody?
Yes.
Did you add customers?
Yes.
So did you have a part in it or not?
Yes.
So did it work?
Yes.
So what do you mean it's not working?
I don't know.
Heather, you're at a stage where a lot of leadership gets to, and it's called boredom. It's called boredom. The excitement that there was there in the beginning is not there now, and the main reason why it's not there now is because you achieved more than you thought you could. So every single person who's ever achieved a goal or a dream has to keep reaching and start another goal and another dream that scares you,
okay.
that causes you to not be tired anymore. When we're tired, generally, especially at 29, especially when you've got all the greatest products in the world to help you not be tired, like energy on your adrenal glands, okay, you have access to the best stuff on the planet. It's a mental tired.
Yeah.
It's a focus on everything that's not working and isn't going right, and it's too hard. And do I really want to do this anyway? It's called pressure.
Yeah.
And feeling that pressure to keep it up. But that pressure wasn't there in the beginning because there was nothing to keep up. Pressure sucks. Pressure sucks, pressure sucks, pressure sucks. So I'm going to say it to you. I said it to the people in San Diego. Put your check in the drawer. Pretend like you don't have a single customer. Pretend like you don't have a single distributor. And you're starting fresh with this vision that you had, that your dad is having heart palpitations at a young age and you wanted to do whatever you could to not end up like that. That you needed to make money because the teacher's income, although you love being a teacher and affecting kids' lives, that you wanted to make more money because that profession doesn't provide a lot. So let's just work on supplementing the income. and take this $6,000 a month or $5,000 or $20,000 or whatever it is that you're making or two, put 100% of that towards your debt.
Okay.
And now go make money to do some fun things that you want to do. And it's really time to think about, why am I here and what do I really want to do with my time and my life?
Yeah.
Because pressure sucks. But when you build the business with freedom and joy because you enjoy it, then it's easy. It's easy. But pressure is what makes a 29-year-old tired. And I've been there. I was 29 and tired of a business before. Oh, boy, was I ever.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until I had a different goal to focus on. And so my business no longer, the goals were no longer just centered around my business. They were centered around life and how I wanted to live my life and the impact I wanted to make on the world, which is so much bigger than selling nutritional supplements and weight loss products.
Yeah. Okay.
You are so welcome. At this stage of your business, baby girl, you know the good, bad, and the ugly of it, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know about the people that want to blame you for them not having success, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That hurts, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And then there is the suffering of not knowing how to help them.
Yeah.
It's all pressure. And then you feel guilty. Why did I even get them in?
Mm-hmm.
So here's going to be your homework this week. Insider secrets, instant customer goldmine. It's time to get back to the fun part of the business.
Mm-hmm.
And it becoming fresh again.
Okay.
And focusing on the things that actually change lives.
Okay.
Heather, you can't force anyone to be successful.
Yeah.
In fact, you can't even help them to become successful. You can only direct them to where they can have an opportunity to become successful and direct them where they can learn how to become successful themselves. That's it.
Okay.
This is why Insider Secrets is so important. Everything that we have inside that system and Expose, Involve, and Upgrade and Instant Customer Goldmine puts the responsibility on the prospect and the new distributor. Heather, you've been carrying the responsibility of your team on your shoulders. And as you can see, oh, baby girl, I wish I could just hold you right now. It's so painful to do that. And it sucks to carry the weight of your whole team's successes or failures and just want to crawl into a closet and cry.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not your job. It's not your job. Okay, it's not your job. So those are the things you need to be listening to so that you can come out of the codependency that this business often creates when we don't know what we're building.
Okay.
Okay, and so when we don't understand the architecture of this type of business and the best strategic way to build it, we end up building an adult daycare system instead. And adults whine and blame far more than three-year-olds do. And it hurts because your heart is for them to succeed. Your heart is for them to win. Here's what I heard when you told me your story, and it just really blessed me because that's all I want you to do is go around and tell your story. I was a wife. With a family that had health problems. My dad at a young age with heart palpitations. And I looked at that. I said, I didn't want to be that. So I began to look into natural forms to take better care of myself so that I would not end up with chest pains at a young age. Also, as a teacher, my love for kids, but the pay was not helping us meet our financial goals. So I decided to look to supplement my income. And lo and behold, I found the two that came together in one package deal. I found a way to ensure better health for myself, and I've managed to make X amount of dollars on a monthly basis working part-time, still maintaining my job as a teacher. I'm interviewing for a few people that would like to do the same thing. Not everybody that we lead to this opportunity will succeed, just like not every student that comes to school will succeed.
Yeah.
That's completely up to the student.
Yeah.
Isn't that true, Heather?
Yep. That's true.
Can you force your students to do their homework?
God, no.
Right? And it doesn't it always surprise you which ones succeed and which ones don't?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And who is it that succeeds, Heather?
The ones who want it the most.
Yeah. And how do you know they want it the most?
I can just tell by, like, the way they do their work and the way they, like, I'm a music teacher, so, like, by the way they perform, and I can just tell. I'm going to put the most effort into it.
Right?
Yeah.
And those are the ones that succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And are there some that lie about how much they want it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are there some that tell you they want to succeed, yet turn their homework in late?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And are there some that just want to just show up and hang out with everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they just like doing that? They just like to show up and hang out with everybody?
Yeah, they're there for the social aspect of it, for sure.
Right, yeah. You have the same exact thing in your database of your distributors.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're looking for is the reps that want to succeed. And those that don't, you're still going to love them, but you're not going to have an expectation, and you're not going to listen to their whining, and you're not going to bite the hook when they say, I'm doing everything to succeed, and it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
When you've given them simple little steps of what they have to do to succeed. What grade do you teach?
I teach elementary. I teach K-4.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So you'll find that if you were to look at your distributors, you would see the same exact personalities in your distributor base.
Really?
Oh, yeah. When you listen to Instant Customer Goldmine, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. So right now, it's about depressurizing, okay?
Okay.
Put your check in the drawer. Go back to the basics. And now, but this time, you have your story to lead with, isn't that? Versus just the hope. You have the hope fulfilled.
Yeah.
Where we complicate the business is when we get codependent with the business, when we get codependent with the distributors and the customers of the business.
Yeah.
Versus having those strong boundary lines. Did you say K-4?
Yeah, because it's music. So okay. Like multiple grades, yeah.
Yeah, so fourth graders, right, very different than kindergartners.
Yeah.
Fourth graders is when they start to kind of get their attitude, and they start to, the girls start to notice boys and vice versa. This is when they start to get a little wild.
Yeah.
It's the same with your business. All the same people. They're just about 20 years older. They're
yeah.
the same people, though. Okay.
Yeah.
So as a teacher, you know that everyone in that classroom is not destined to succeed, correct?
Correct.
And why are they not destined to succeed?
Because everyone's different.
Well, and not everyone's willing to put in the work. That's why.
Okay.
Because even the worst in the class, if they're willing to put in the work and the extra hours and the effort and willing to follow directions, will they succeed?
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? So not everyone's destined to succeed, and it isn't because God said they can't. It's because the person is not willing to do the work.
Yeah.
The ones that do the work, the ones that persist, the ones, those are the ones that will prevail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
So that's what you're looking at every single prospect you're talking to. Will this be one that does the work?
Okay.
So your story is very powerful and very convincing. My hunch is that you are pressuring. You're trying to pressure people. You're pressuring yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going on, is you're pressuring yourself. Put the check in the drawer. Let's go back to the basics and the beginning.
Okay.
Of hope, right? So
yeah.
Pretend like there is no check, and your goal is to do what? Make an extra how much a month?
An extra $5,000 a month.
Is that what your goal was from the beginning? I mean, you really started this from nothing and decided you want to make an extra $5,000 a month?
No, I wanted to make an extra $300 a month.
Thank you very much, honey. Guess what? Now we're on to something. Check it out. Sure, when you had a goal of making an extra $300 a month, did that seem like it was going to be easy?
I thought it would be easy, yeah.
Right, and you thought you could do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you please just go look to make an extra $300 this month?
Can I make an extra $300 this month?
Yeah, can you can you just focus on making an extra $300 this month?
Yeah.
Okay, without, as though you have nothing now.
Okay.
Now, I want you to think about going to make an extra $5,000 a month. How does that feel?
Really scary.
Exactly. Exactly. So you didn't get started in the business to make an extra $5,000 a month. You got started to make an extra $300.
Yeah.
And that was going to be fun. Like, I can do that. And would $300 a month change? Would $300 a month change your lifestyle a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
It'd make a difference, wouldn't it?
Oh, huge. I thought it would solve everything.
Isn't that amazing? Okay, so let me ask you another question. Do you think that you could go find a couple other people this month that would like to just make an extra $300 a month?
Yeah.
Okay. And can we just focus on that every month?
Yeah.
All right. So whatever you made the month before, it's zero. You put the check in the drawer.
Okay.
Okay. And I was like, okay, my goal this month is to make an extra $300.
Okay.
And my goal is to find three other people that might want to make an extra $300 a month.
Okay.
When the goal now changed to I want to make an extra $5,000 a month, that was scary. Now you just want to go back to bed, and you don't think you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
$300. So I want you to focus on. Go make an extra $300. Go find three other people who'd like to make $300 a month. And then when this month is over, what is going to be your goal in March?
To find three other people who want to make $300 a month.
And what's your goal for you?
$300 a month.
You think you could do that?
Yeah.
Would that be fun?
Yeah.
Cool. Is there a bunch of pressure to make six figures?
What?
Is that a lot of pressure to make six figures?
Yeah.
Setting those goals out like that can sometimes just pressurize you right out of the business. But let's go back to the basics. $300 a month. That's my goal. I'm going to make $300 this month.
Okay.
Okay. Goal every month, I'm going to find three people who want to make $300 a month. What if you find it? What if you're able to achieve that by week one or week two?
If I could be able to do that by week one or week two?
Yeah. What happens if you hit it by week one or week two?
That's awesome. I get to go find more people.
Right. Exactly. Keep going. Don't stop. Just keep going. Create that momentum. Just keep going. But at the start of every month, like, I'm looking to make an extra $300 a month.
Okay. I can do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know you can do that. And guess who else can do that? The three people that you're going to help make $300 a month.
Okay.
Okay. I don't care how you do it. Just go do it.
Okay.
All right. I'm proud of you, Heather, and I'm really proud of you for sticking it out. Pressure has a tendency of causing people to quit. And you haven't quit. You haven't quit. So I'm really proud of you for investing in yourself. I'm proud of you for being on this call. I am proud of you for putting forth the effort. I am proud of you for being honest and transparent today with me.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm really, really proud of you. And I'm not proud of you because you're a gold. You hear me? I'm proud of you because you had a goal to make $300 a month, and that's what you're going to go do each month.
Yeah.
And so if you had that goal to make $300, you win. If you make six, you won again. But if you made three, you win. You win, you win, you win. The win is 300. The win is not 6,000. The 6,000 is just bonus money.
Yeah.
It's not now the new goal.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you know that the average person is $300 a month away from declaring bankruptcy?
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That somebody's income decreased by $300 a month, they will be declaring bankruptcy inside of 30 to 90 days.
That's crazy.
Isn't it? So I love your number there. $300 a month. That's simple.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, girlie. I believe with my whole heart that the issue with your numbers was everything we talked about. I could hear it in your voice. I didn't need to listen to you read a script.
Yeah.
I can hear the pressure. Guess what I'm hearing in your voice now?
What?
Release.
Yeah.
And guess what release brings? It builds your belief.
Yeah.
Yes. And release is what you need to be selling to the people you're talking to. Is you are gonna, that feeling of release that you have, that you have found a solution, that when they hear you on the phone, they want release, girl.
Yeah.
Baby girl, all they want is relief from the pressure. They want relief from the financial pressure. They want relief from the marriage pressure. They want relief. That's all they're after.
Yeah.
So that's what you'll give them.
Is relief.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what you'll get. That's what you'll be communicating now versus selling pressure.
Yeah.
Selling stress.
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't sign up in this for stress and pressure, baby girl. That's not why you joined. That's not why anyone joined that's inside of this thing. Everyone started in this for an extra couple $100 a month and maybe earn my oils for free. We stay focused on that, but that's our win every single month. Oh, my gosh, you guys are going to win so big. You're going to win so big. All right, Shane, go ahead and put Heather back in. Heather, and I'm pleased with you and proud of you. Good job. And everybody else I know that is identifying with her right now, same thing. Okay. All right, guys. We're going to be talking on Tuesday. And you're going to, you know that you're going to get your, you know, homework assignment that's due on February 18th at 11:59 p.m. Again, I don't care what the numbers say. Just and if they're zeros, just put those in. So between the examples that we talked about today, great examples, honestly, a wide spectrum from
Daniel House, you know, given the market what the market wants. You guys learned how to create funnels, at least four separate ones. That could be one night a week that you're doing that. That doesn't mean that you can't be doing other classes or other home parties on another night a week or even 2 days a week. You know, whether you do some work on a Sunday or a Saturday. I don't know what your day of rest is. I'm assuming your day of rest is Sunday and you work on Saturday. You know, a few hours on a Saturday, but that's how Hans and I used to do it. We had Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. where we had a business presentation followed by a training you guys could do, you know, or we did a home presentation in someone's house on a Saturday. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday was kind of our day that we did it. And so if you use one night a week, like what we talked about with Daniel, for creating a funnel and filling a need and then using it to back end people into the business so very easily and directly, and then those people bringing people to those funnels, you know, to those classes, to Grooming the Next Gen and War on Debt and all of that stuff. But so that's if you get 3 nights a week. If 3 nights a week is too much, then 2 nights a week or 1 night a week, whatever it is that you want. We also heard the second example with Audrine, Jordan, with Cold Market and just, you know, really getting into becoming genuinely interested with them. You know, really listening and hearing what is important. And that was a cold market example. And then with Heather, where there's some of us that we have just so much pressure that we're actually selling pressure. Because remember, 93% of all communication is nonverbal. And so you could be reading a script perfectly. In fact, it doesn't even matter what script you read. But if your 93% nonverbal is all pressure, then that's actually what you're communicating to people. And you're communicating them to buy oils and be pressured. And so nobody wants that. Nobody wants that kind of pressure. And so I found for myself that working from a place of freedom and having a goal that you know that you know that you can do and that will help you to feel like you're succeeding, you know, the number, the size of the goal is not important, but that there is one is what is important. And if the size of the goal you have is burying you, then the number is incorrect. And what we found with Heather was $300 a month. Well, okay, that's easy. I can do that, and I can help three other people make $300 a month. There's not a lot of pressure on that. That's how you know you found your winning stride. You know, chances are she might do more than that. But if she doesn't do more than that and she just does that, she wins. And that's what we got to be on, is a winning track. One step at a time on a winning track, we're going to get to the bigger goal without even trying. Because, the again, like with a lesson plan, what we were talking about with Heather, right, it's those small little steps that we're taking that actually helps us get to the overall goal at the end of the year. And so that's the same with goals. Here's what I know based on just numbers. If she's helping three people make $300 a month in the month of February, and she's doing that new people in March, new people again in April, hello, how many new people are we adding every year? 36. We're making $300 a month. Do the math, friend. That's when you start hitting momentum. That's when you start multiplying. Those kinds of things duplicate. We want to make sure and not duplicate pressure. Pressure sucks for people, and we can't win when we're under pressure. But we can win when we have something that we know that we know that we can do. So I feel like today's class was exactly what it needed to be. Let's do this. Please come on over to smarternetworker.com for 5 minutes. Come over, for the Smarter Networker page on Facebook. Come over to the Smarter Networker page, and I want you to write out your sprouts today, your sprouts from last week, and then I want you to do a second post where you're going to write these are the insights I got out of today. And just let me know how you're feeling. Let me know how this applied to you, how this helped, and how you're going to do this moving forward. So please do that now. As we end this call. So, Shane, if you can open up the lights. I'll talk to you guys on Thursday also. Looking forward to it. We'll work on closing. So, Shane, open the call, and everyone can say goodbye. God bless.
Thank you, Jenny.
Have a great day, everyone.
Bye.
Transparency works.
Bye.
Goodbye and God bless everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, Danny.
You too.
Thank you. Thank you, Danny.
Yes, sir.
This was exactly what I needed.